Hey, Reed, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Dan?
I'm fine. So many things to talk about.
I guess so. Or we could just keep them inside.
Yep. Yeah, we had enough outside.
We had an outside talk last time.
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But I think there's events happening.
Yeah, I guess so.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow we're driving to Oregon and then I'm staying there.
And I'm not.
And you're not.
That sounds like,
yeah, which
like
we do
an abusive thing.
Well, we've done that most years, except this year it's not college.
Yeah.
It's
a whole new thing.
Adulthood.
Yeah, college is kind of adult. It's like proto adulthood.
It's the prologue to adulthood, yeah. Or the baby like training wheels. I don't know. College is still hard.
It's a whole other world. Like you're doing hard things, but in a scaffolded kind of way.
Yeah, and they feed you.
Right.
Which is, makes it a little easier, even if it's not good food, but they still give you food.
Yeah. So we'll have to check in. I'm guessing new place, new job, you're going to have new, I think you're going to have stories, right?
I probably have stories. I assume. I mean, well, I'm moving into a house with four strangers met off of the internet.
Uh-huh. That could never go wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, and then start a job in a couple weeks.
It's the, I guess I don't want to, maybe I shouldn't give too much away, but it's the job. I think there will be stories. I want to hear about them.
Yeah, because it's, I don't know how much I should.
It's up to you. Like that could be a whole other episode.
Yeah. Well, basically it's a job where I bug people at their houses and ask them for money nicely.
Yeah.
So it's basically customer service to the weirdest level, but not, I don't know.
It's not like they're trying to buy something. You serve them. It's
yeah.
Like you're trying to like say, hey, can I invade your space and ask you to give us stuff?
Yeah.
Which I don't see anything wrong with that. Just except I don't want them at my door.
I don't like them when they come to my door, but although I don't know when it's like people saying, hi, would you like to buy our pesticide thing? I don't like those people, but this is like, I don't know. I keep trying to justify it to people, so.
Well, it's not pesticides. It's like kind of the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah, I'm saying, would you like less human pesticides?
Yeah.
Kind of. That should be my opening.
Yeah.
I have a script, but I should go off script.
Yeah.
Go rogue.
Okay, so that's, anyway, that's definitely something we'll have to talk about.
Yeah, well, now we've teased it, so.
Yeah, good, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then there was, I was kind of, it's not really bigger news, but the news in the newspaper today, the best of Northern Utah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You made the list.
Yeah. Number 3 out of 3.
Well,
worst. So worst of the three, worst jazz blues band in Northern Utah.
Well, yeah, but there's like, it's not that they're listing everybody possible. Right. They're just listing the top three.
Worst of the three we could think of. Or third best. Or, yeah.
But that's, it's kind of nice that like, well, I didn't vote personally. So that's kind of nice that
neither,
like.
And I didn't ever tell anyone to vote.
Yeah. Like that you guys have a big enough support system or fans or a following that people voted for you.
Yeah.
On the polls. I don't know
what
it's, I don't know what it is.
I think you just, who knows? Jazz blues bands could have been like a total of 4 votes.
Mm-hmm.
We happen to get one.
Yeah. You got the same ranking as, I don't even remember where they are. The vet that we go to. But that
That's
was a
right.
good one.
Our vet was number 3.
Our vet's number 3. And there are some other,
people, very like, good number 3s,
like best plumbers,
yeah,
in the area,
yeah.
Never heard of number 3 plumber.
Okay, good reminder. And but now we did.
Now we know.
Now I'm glad I silenced my phone because it's probably going to be just ringing off the hook.
Yeah, you're probably going to get so many gigs from this.
Yeah.
They should have a best podcast recorded.
It's weird that they don't.
Yeah.
Like they've got more obscure things than podcasts.
Yeah, like... I don't even remember. We should change this podcast and just read all of the things.
Newspaper. Maybe next time we'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll do a review of the best of.
We'll do a review of the ranked.
Okay. Okay.
If that's at all interesting.
I don't know. Compared to other content we've had, it might be right up there. But this week.
Yeah.
This time. We decided we'd, for whatever reason, I think because we just kind of like the whole way that it works, to do another music review.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any kind of theme, so we just kind of picked
some songs.
Different songs. And, well, we thought of themes.
Yeah.
And then we found songs that met the themes.
Mostly.
Mostly. And then we narrowed the themes to five. So we had five songs each.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it is. So here's our picks of songs with samples that have some kind of connection that we want to make one way or another.
Not necessarily the best song in that category that we've ever heard, but like
right.
Yeah. Like I wanted to justify that when we say this category, like that's not the only song in the category that we will listen to or something.
It's a good point. And I was getting all tangled up in that thought that, oh, but is that like one of the categories is like best live performance?
And
I
was
like, oh, but I wasted a lot of time
thinking
back through, oh, this one or this one, this was my youth or this was more recent or this is better technically. And
Yeah. Well, then you could also like put in your own live stuff or.
Yeah. And I did not.
Next time.
This time, yeah. I pulled out my own stuff other times.
Mm-hmm. I think I've put your stuff. And we've plugged your band a lot. So substandard.band if people want to go listen. Or is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. It's or just look in the newspaper.
Yeah. On page like five or something.
Yeah, it's buried if you get the print edition. Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was the first category? Who was the a best new recommendation?
New music pick.
New music pick. Okay. I'll just press play.
Okay.
I've got this queued up without further ado.
Just reach out and grab it. If you want it, you can have it. All you got to do. Just reach right out and grab it.
Step on up.
Step into your power.
Step on up.
Step into your power, child.
Step on up.
Step into your power.
Step on up.
Step into your power, child.
I just had to have it do that dun 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 dun. That,
yeah.
Yeah. So that's Step Into Your Power, the leading track on Ray LaMontagne's new album.
Step Into Your Power.
Step Into Your Power. Oh, but that's the name of the single.
Oh.
It's off the single. The name of the album is Long Way Home.
Mm.
So, we almost got foiled by our own listing there. And I remember just finding that because it was released as a single before the album. And then I immediately shared it with the family because I just think it's such a fun, empowering song.
Mm-hmm. And he just makes fun little funky-ish music, but still kind of folky.
Funky, folky, kind of backwoods funk, maybe.
Yeah. not blues, bluegrass, but. I don't. Right. I want to say it's bluegrass, but
right.
I don't think it is.
I like that description. Like you want to call it bluegrass, even though it isn't. a friend of mine, we were trying to figure out how something would work, and she said, if God willing and if the creek don't rise. And I was like, that's the name of a song from Ray LaMontagne. I didn't know it was actually a saying.
Oh.
She says, yeah, we say that all the time where I grew up. Oh. God willing and if the creek don't rise, which I think is a really cool phrase. Also a good song.
Yeah. Wouldn't God, I mean, I don't know particularly his skill set, but wouldn't he have a say in whether the creek is going to rise or not?
That's what I like about the phrase. Like,
right.
There's the things out of your control, and there's the things really, really out of your control.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the creek's going to do what it's going to do.
Yeah. So that's a good saying. Anyway, Ray LaMontagne has some good lyrics and music. That was my pick.
It's a good one.
I'm interested in your number two here.
Yeah, I don't know if you've...
I listened to it because I saw you pulling it up on the list.
You can hit that button.
Hit that just from the start?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
When someone tells me they're from Massachusetts, now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray, if it's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but goddamn, it's not for sale. When someone asks me who's my favorite Batman, I'll think of you and say Christian Bale.
Yeah. So that's Massachusetts by Jensen McRae. And this song is her newest single. It just came out earlier this year, I think. Yeah. And I hadn't known her until she opened for, Noah Kahan, which I saw this summer, and was just like really impressed by her, like, kind of a little bit more upbeat Phoebe Bridgers-ness.
Yeah.
I'm like, like singing about trauma and heartbreak and all of those things, but then still seeming like really empowered and cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my pick.
I thought the lyrics there were really
just
fun.
Yeah. I like her lyrics a lot too. Cause like she clearly seems to be a good, musician, but then is also like a good lyricist, which is a fun thing.
Yeah.
I
was wondering where I hadn't heard of Jensen McRae, and I thought, oh, that's a song I don't know, and that's an artist I don't know. So
yeah.
Thanks for the context there.
It was also cool. Like, it was a sold out, stadium or not, venue.
Yeah.
And she was up there, just her and her little brother on keys, and I think it was a drummer behind her. So just this small little group just starting out. I think she said she was 24.
Wow.
And so she just seems cool.
Yeah.
And now I like her stuff.
So yeah. Okay.
Listen to openers is always good. I was telling the listeners, I know you do.
No, I just think I've got another one that came, was an opener that I've now a big fan of.
Yeah.
So, okay. Ray LaMontagne, Jensen McRae. That's a good contrast of old and new.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't entirely sure with like the new thing. Like, it was a new artist to me, and also it's her newest song. So
yeah,
I wanted to make sure I extra covered my bases.
Great.
Okay,
you're up next. New category.
New category.
Is this our
this is our nostalgia.
Okay. And go ahead. You're next.
Do you want, you can kind of intro the topic.
So it was funny because I thought of nostalgia as a category, And then I couldn't really think of what is the nostalgic song. And I think you came up with the ultimate nostalgic song. And I came up with what was going to be another category that I couldn't think of a good play. I couldn't put it in a good category. And I ended up putting it in nostalgia. So
here I have nostalgia for yours as well.
Sure. Yeah, I get that. But yours is very sweet and nostalgic, and mine is not. So brace yourselves.
Yeah, we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Dragon fire, it burns so hot, it burns so bright. Dragon fire, it burns so bright, it burns so very hot. Dragon fire, so small I am, so newly made, within me a flame to keep me unafraid, unafraid, my dragon fire.
Yeah, so that's Dragon Fire. Off of the Dog Train album, which is
she discovered opening for Noah Kahan.
I discovered it, I don't know, in the womb or something. I don't
practically
know.
Practically, yeah.
Like, I don't remember the first time listening to Dog Train, or
probably a toddler.
Probably. Yeah, but it's just like a CD of songs that came with a book so you could read and look at cute pictures and stuff like that. And then also that song I listened to like my first day of school, I think until I was, I don't know, almost, I don't like probably every first day of school, I probably listened to it.
So back to school day each year.
Mm-hmm. And I think preschool, I probably listened to it every single day. and maybe kindergarten. Yeah. So just strength.
Yeah.
And being small, but still powerful.
It's a Sandra Boynton is the composer. Well, I don't think she composed the
compiler music, person,
but she wrote the words.
Right.
I think
the lyricist or something.
Yeah. And you think of her as like having these funny songs about hippos bouncing off of each other with cartoons.
And there are those songs too, which are also good.
Oh, Lonely Peas is an excellent song.
Or Needing a Nap.
Yeah. I Love You More Than Cheese. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. It's a really high bar though.
Yeah. But this one is like legitimately a great song.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like the, like Dragonfire and Evermore, like we listened to for a while after we kind of grew out of the cows
the
in space. Yeah. Ones. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have nostalgia for that song?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I think you said something like, oh, you guys should cover that song. And I thought, oh, yeah, we should cover that song.
I think, yeah, that'd be fun.
I don't know how we would do it. But yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have the same nostalgia.
Yeah. And now your song.
And now in kind of the same, this one. Just love that intro. I'm gonna fast forward it. Yeah.
favorite song.
So, yeah.
Just like Dragonfire.
Yeah, AC/DC, because we had all the board books of AC/DC. Which I'm not like it, not like a hard rocking music mm-hmm. aficionado, but I like that song. And I have this, I think I made fun of myself when I realized I was driving like the little white Honda Civic coupe to go pick up my kids from school.
Yeah.
Playing Back in Black. Cause it's just kind of this inspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just kind of is a pick me up.
Mm-hmm. And then you would ask before every orchestra concert that Anna had if she was going to be playing Back in Black.
Yeah.
And she, well, I don't know if she was jokingly annoyed at it or if she was appalled by that, but
yeah,
I found it funny.
Yeah. I'm glad you appreciated that.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned that to Mr. Marshall and he thought, yeah, that would be a good song for us to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would have great string. I think you could do a great string arrangement of it.
Yeah. And it, like, the joke didn't quite land with band concerts because we did play like Guardians of the Galaxy, mm-hmm. which had more classic rock kind of
mm-hmm.
notes in it. And so, but orchestra, they're playing, you know, Bach and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but I think there probably is. We should look it up. Like Back in Black covered by a symphony orchestra.
Yeah.
You know, big. It's very orchestral.
Yeah. Or just like a violin and cello duo or something. I think
Anna and Sam.
Anna and her special friend Sam could do it.
Yeah.
That'd be cute.
Yeah. Well, the challenge has been set before them.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Dragonfire, Back in Black.
Equally nostalgic.
Yep, good kid songs. our next category is, I think because we were thinking of road trips and moving, that was, moving song.
Yeah.
Moving as in the moving, you are moving out.
Yeah.
I thought of Moving Out by Billy Joel.
That's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't pick that one.
But I did not, and instead I picked... this one, I'll start playing and then advance it. There we go.
Hey, I'll take a look on around tonight and find where my baby is gonna be. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight? Cause she is far across the sea. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that she's gonna be all right and things are gonna be all right with me.
Later in that, when it starts building, it has a banjo that starts picking in there. And it just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
I like that bass line. I hadn't thought about that bass line.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
You could cover that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's a deep track off of Billy Joel's Piano Man.
Mm-hmm.
Album.
Yeah.
I just like
little known album.
Yeah, kind of a
up and coming.
It's kind of the Massachusetts of Jensen McRae's career, maybe. Yeah. Hopefully for her.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I always think of that when I'm thinking of people moving that particular song.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was looking it up, searching it, I found that Dolly Parton's covered that song.
Oh.
Has done a bluegrass version of it.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
I like Dolly Parton.
Yeah. I think I like this version better, but mm-hmm. I have a certain bias this way. Hers is really, it fits that bluegrass Dolly Parton kind of vibe. So
it's a good
anyway,
song.
whenever I think of someone else traveling or I've left someone behind, I think of that song.
Mm. It's a good one.
Your pick is outstanding. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I went for a little bit more of the. Well, I'll just play it and then we can talk about it, and I can find words.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up nearly 6 o'clock. It was our last day in Vermont. One of us was still missing. Staying at Tommy's place, doing nothing but playing for no pay. And anybody who wanted to listen. Tommy had a buddy, he had turned 21. Midnight, just a couple hours. Laughing on the blanket on some bullshit, all alone on the living room floor. On the living room floor, and I keep a portrait in my pocket of myself the year I got stung by that silly man. Whoa, 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 whoa. You could see the-
okay, I couldn't find a good place to stop it.
I was watching you with your hand on the pause button
there. Yeah, well then she just keeps going and it keeps being good, so I didn't know.
There's no good place to, you want to keep listening to that song.
Yeah, so that is Living Room Floor by Sammy Ray and the Friends, and yeah, it's about moving into a new place and not having any furniture and figuring stuff out and being young and like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, that kind of stuff.
But
yeah.
Also kind of like poor and destitute.
Well, yeah.
To your name.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. That song has been kind of in my head recently because yeah. I'm going to be like, I don't really have any furniture right now. And so I'll be moving in to, this place and, I've got my sleeping bag ready, until I find a bed. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it'll be like this accumulation of stuff, but less about the moving, like, I don't know, I guess it's a moving song, but less about someone who is moving as a verb, like going.
Yeah.
And more about being in a place and figuring out that move.
Yeah. Maybe it's a metaphor.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sammy Ray and the Friends. Good.
That's a really, I think as a family, like we all kind of connected with that song.
Yeah. And there's one part, I don't know exactly where it is, but like that everybody will call in the, like crowd at a concert or something, uh-huh. where about how they're sitting cross-legged eating, because they haven't got a table yet. And uh-huh. everybody screams at that part uh-huh. because it's very relatable.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's a clear shout-out kind of line.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do that, they, at least when, pardon me, when I remember seeing them in concert doing this, they, like, all sat down, like, set a little table and sat down mm-hmm. on the stage like it was the living room floor.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I can't maybe visualize her doing that at my concert.
My concert was probably better than yours.
Mm.
But you're going to see her in next month, right?
October sometime.
Mm-hmm. That's going
to
be good.
Yeah. Which you were going to go to, but then.
Yeah, it's just, well, you live where that concert's going to be and I do not, so.
Right.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. So.
Yep. Yep. That's a great song.
Yeah. It's a great song.
I think Sammy Ray and the Friends is just a, well, we have not had any clunkers here yet. And looking down the list,
yeah,
I
let's
think there'll be
hold out.
Yeah, but yeah, there's just it's just a really really fun band.
Yeah, speaking of,
yes
of Z-Boys. Speaking of live concerts,
you can't say speaking of Z-Boys. Like there's maybe you just say well there's an inside joke.
Yeah, it's a family joke from.
From when nephew Sam was very little.
He was like probably 2.
Yeah.
And making conversations. And he said, speaking of zebras.
Which is funny because we weren't speaking.
I don't remember talking about zebras.
Yeah,
but very cute.
Yeah. So anyway, speaking of live shows.
Yes. Our next section is, it was like a notable live show or a favorite live
yeah,
song.
Memorable, notable, something like that.
Yeah, live things. So this was perfect timing because this album just came out. I'll just play it.
You can tell it's life.
Yeah. Okay, so most of that was not song.
I love that. That's the sample that we got, though.
Yeah, well, so that just came out yesterday. So that is Noah Kahan's Live from Fenway Park album. So I mentioned earlier that I saw him this summer, and that might have been the best concert I've ever gone to. And I couldn't pick a specific song. Mm-hmm. And I just love that opening mm-hmm. of a concert where you know stuff is going to happen and everyone is kind of warming up and getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like at an orchestra when everyone's tuning. I love that part.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I love live music. And I'm glad that I can have recordings of them, but I always feel a little like deflated a little bit from like a live recorded show, because it's mm-hmm. not the same as being there.
Right. Yeah.
But I really like that opening. This is like the first track.
Yeah.
One.
This is the track one. And it's like on the stage, the whole band is there, but Noah's not there yet. Yeah. And he runs out, and that's yeah. when people cheer. And so,
yeah, because that's what you can picture is like that build up in the crowd and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool. It gives you the feel of what that excitement is, what that enthusiasm is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree with you. I don't often listen to live albums. But yeah, there was something about knowing kind of that feeling where yeah. it felt fun.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about that except
yeah,
that
I don't either.
You had pulled up like also the song You're Gonna Go Far.
Mm-hmm. Which is also a good travel song.
That's it. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Okay. We'll leave that on the list.
Yeah.
Of the we can link to this on the webpage.
Right.
Mouthsounds.org. You know. In case you just catch us on the, you know, from because NPR recommended this as a podcast.
Yeah, Ira Glass just mentioned yeah, us or something.
Yeah, that'll happen. Mm-hmm. So I went to a show. I don't have a live recording of it, but I was okay. So this goes back to like your point about listen to the opener, because years ago one of the openers for a show was Blind Pilot. And I like immediately thought this is a really great band and have liked them ever since and have followed them around. We've gone to other shows of them. And then when they announced they hadn't had an album in many years and then announced a tour, and then I realized when they first announced their first leg of the tour, nothing was coming anywhere close to me. But I was going for a work conference in Washington, D.C. the same week that they were there and got to see them there in this small little venue. Like super, super tight, like small stage, like just really, really, and a really, really great audience, like super listening audience. And that same day, this song had been released.
Oh.
So the first time I heard this song was there live.
And oh, fun.
Yeah. So, and I immediately thought, oh, this is a really good song. Like, you don't always like think, oh, that's good. That might be a good song. I'll have to listen to it many more times. But immediately upon listening to the song, I didn't just think it was like, I don't know. Sometimes that you think it's good at first and then it wears off. And sometimes you don't think it's good and that gets better. But this song, I think, feels like a good song from the start. And then also, also later. So let me advance. Oh, that's a good intro.
You were working on singing Don't Be Long, Don't Be Long. I won't be long, I won't be long. Played it fly, played it true. When was he young enough to lose? Saw it shine ever bright. When was he young and on fire? When was he young and on fire?
So, Jacaranda by Blind Pilot off their album In the Shadow of the Holy Moon, I believe is the name of it.
Mountain.
Of the Holy Mountain. All right, because moons wouldn't cast shadows on the... Anyway. except for during a solar eclipse, I'd be in the storm. Yeah, I think this is a really good album. Mm-hmm. I have this kind of nostalgia, but also just this admiration for this band, because they're kind of a... They're weird. they're kind of countercultural, but not trying to be. Like, they're just themselves.
Yeah.
And the lead singer, kind of composer of a lot of the songs and guitarist, he's like, that's who you hear. And you think, oh, that's a nice voice. And he writes cool songs. But then, like, their bass player plays this big upright bass, and he's got, like, overalls all the time, and he's totally dancing with his upright bass. And then the drummer does all their artwork, and he's like, there's all these cool rhythms going on. And then the bassist is married to a woman who plays like banjos and guitars and dulcimers and clarinet and heaven knows what else. Like, she just keeps picking up all these instruments and sings all these harmonies. So
those are my favorite people to watch.
Yeah. And then, so I got to see them like up above the stage in this really cool spot where they were like, you got to see them doing all these things.
Yeah.
And this song was brand new, like literally brand new. Mm-hmm. So that was just a fun thing to see.
Yeah. They're a cool band in that, like, I don't often think about them, but I always like them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is maybe not exactly what a lot of musicians are going for.
I'm so glad you don't think of it.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's something just kind of comforting about I was going to say they're like soup. Like, you always like soup, which but a really good soup.
Yeah.
Sorry, Blind Pilot. And they're from the Portland area, so
it's
fun that maybe they'll play more shows there.
Yeah, I should email them or something.
Yeah, let them know. See if they can play house party for you. You got a big backyard.
I've got a good porch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They pack really tight. That porch is way bigger than the stage I saw.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to see. I think the only way to get into the backyard is through the through the house, and I don't think it's very wide.
Yeah, I'm sure they had tougher load-ins.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
Anyway. So that was our live
picks. I think the next one is wild card.
Wild cards.
Yeah.
And I picked the song just because I was kind of going through my list of things I'd recently listened to, and I thought, oh, that's a cool song that's really, really old, and I hadn't really appreciated it until recently. Mm-hmm. I just like the groove of this song. So this is Tom Waits from an old album, The Heart of Saturday Night, and this is New Coat of Paint. I just like that song.
It's a good song.
It's a good piano riff, and it's a good... Tom Waits has done lots of amazing things, and not necessarily things you'd think, oh, I really want to listen to that, because it can be kind of grating. But that song just is like kind of is just straight up blues with a honky-tonk piano.
Yeah, it's very smoky bar.
Yep.
Like feeling.
Yep.
It's good.
That's it. And so that's made me want to go back to that album more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to learn to play that. It's kind of a big hands piano piece with nothing fancy, just playing octaves and big grace notes and stuff like that.
I think you could probably pitch that to the band.
I think it's, yeah, it just feels right. That song. Yeah.
You do some cool bluesy stuff.
Yeah.
Which is always good.
But also, if we never did that song,
that's also okay.
That's okay. Yeah, I'll keep listening to it. So, yeah. That's all.
Oh. The cat just walked
Cat's
in.
Arriving.
Hi, buddy.
That's all right. We're okay. Your last wild card.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued by this and why you picked it.
So... I'll talk after.
We were listening to that as I was trying to shoo the cat out. And then
cat came back in. So that song is Blue Rondo a la Turk. It's by the Dave Brubeck Quartet on their album Time Out.
Yep.
Which is probably best known for their song Take Five.
Yep.
Which is also a very good song, and I thought about including. But this song is the top track on this album.
Uh-huh.
And I think it is underrated in, everyone knows Take, or a lot of people who play jazz or know jazz know Take Five.
I bet lots of people, even if they don't know, like if that title doesn't catch them, they've heard it.
They've probably heard Take Five.
Yeah.
But this song is also very good and has, I can't quite figure out what the time is, but it sounds to me like every couple measures the time signature is switching back and forth.
Yep.
Which it might be harder, in my opinion, than having just one time signature, which is what Take Five is, where it has a 5/4 signature.
Take Five is only in 5/4.
Yeah, but then you at least have it constantly. And also this one, I listened to this album a lot while studying in college.
Oh,
so
okay.
This was fun, like sitting down to do homework, and this would be the first song as I am reading about the Supreme Court's decisions and stuff like that. So yeah, I just wanted to highlight that.
Wikipedia says it's written in 9/8 time. I was trying to remember. I couldn't remember. Mm. I just knew it was based on some Turkish rhythm that they had put in. But yeah, I try to count it, mm-hmm. and I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah. And every time I think I get it, then I'm like, wait, that doesn't line up.
Right.
So right.
I'm trying to like count different numbers and I can't mm-hmm. put it together. But then it switches to like a 4/4 swing in the middle, right?
Something like that.
Like it's totally straightforward partway through the song and then they mess you up again.
Yeah. And then it just switches back. Yeah. And I like just their, it sounds just fun,
mm-hmm.
but also really challenging.
Yeah. If you weren't trying to count it or you weren't trying to study it, you could just be listening to it. It just kind of has this
mm-hmm.
feel to it. That's okay.
Yeah. It's kind of a distracting song when you're trying to read something
yep.
because like I'm trying to figure out how to tap my foot to it or
yep.
how to count it or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I just haven't figured out how to do it.
Yep. Yeah. I can't. There's a lot of music I can't listen to when I'm trying to do something else because I'll be trying to like figure something out about it.
Yeah.
And Dave Brubeck is particularly.
Yeah.
Challenging. Yeah. Just makes me upset a lot of the times. He's got a song. Is it Kathy's Waltz? No, wait. That might be Bill Evans. There's a. Yeah, Kathy's Waltz.
Yep.
And it switches from, I think it starts out, you hear it's a waltz, which you think is 3/4, and then it starts in 4/4, I think.
Oh.
And then eventually switches to 3/4, and then it comes back, and they do it in this really kind of, I don't know what the word is, sly way.
Yeah.
I'm always, when I listen to that, I'm trying to make sense of it. So I can't do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah. That's a fun pick.
Yeah.
Super, super deep cut for the kids back in 1959, something like that.
This is where it's come from. Maybe.
I think 50, I think late 50s.
Oops. Yeah. This 59.
One. Okay. All right. That's it. There's our music review. It's kind of just like.
It's kind of just an excuse to talk about music.
Yeah. Which is, that's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And since you're on your way out, it's harder to do this.
Remotely.
With all the setup. Yeah. To like pipe music in. Though I bet.
Yeah.
We could. It's just,
we could. It probably might be trickier to figure out with more than one setup.
Yep. Yep. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's a technical issue. We can figure out another time. So maybe next time we check in, hear about, we can compare jobs.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do a review of work. What's work like?
Fine.
All right.
Okay.
Fun. I'll get ready, pack up the car and we'll get ready to go. And maybe we'll edit, preview this podcast on the trip.
Okay.
Okay. All right, good talking to you. Good music choices.
Thanks, you too.
Talk later and keep your feelings inside.
Thanks, you too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.